Today, Be'ezr Hashem, we learn the Aflamet of Masechet Sukkah. Some of the topics we learn about include the following. Why a stolen lulav is invalid, and when it is invalid. How Hashem feels about thieves. How acquisitions can occur with stolen property. Some of the key terms and concepts we learn about include mitzvah haba b'avera, a mitzvah that comes through an avera. If the fulfillment of a mitzvah is accomplished by first doing an avera, the mitzvah is invalid. Yish, abandonment. A victim of theft or someone who lost something will eventually give up hope of finding his lost or stolen object. And at that point, the item becomes technically unowned and can be acquired by someone else. Lochem, mishel lochem. The pasuk says lochem. The four species should be taken for yourselves. This means that they should be from that which belongs to you. Karka ein nigzelas. Land cannot be stolen. The laws of theft do not apply to land, and yish does not apply to the land itself. Land always remains the original owner's property. Shina harishus, a change in ownership. When a movable item changes hands, it affects a new ownership if the original owners had yish. Shina maisa, if a thief makes a physical change to the stolen item, this is a valid method to change ownership. He does not have to return the original object, he would only have to pay back the value. Shina hashem, a change in title. If an object is called something different because of some change to the object, it is another valid method for the thief to acquire ownership and only be required to pay back the value. Lulav ein tzarch eged. The fourth species do not need to be bound together. There is a discussion later whether the four species have to be bound together or not.